This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So it's amazing the different places in life that we are. You've got your very pregnant daughter with twins posting pictures of her husband, grown retired hockey player husband, going out to play golf on his birthday. And yesterday I was sending a video of my daughter Sabrina at the West Sayville driving range, and man, she impressed the heck out of me. I gotta say, I was a proud pop out there. I was taking videos of her swinging. I sent it to you right away. I only sent it to like the real important people in my inner circle to show it. She whacked that ball and started laughing.
What I see right there is scholarship waiting to happen. So you just got to keep it with her. You know, I tried to get Sydney involved in golf way back when, and I bought her all the cute little outfits and everything, trying to like incentivize her to go, you know. And this is probably when she's around 10.
I don't want to do this.
She just wanted to go lay by the pool and go out to the beach, you know. And now she's regretting it.
Yeah, of course. I know.
She's a great athlete. She could have done it, but this is smart by you.
Yeah, yes.
And I have to tell you, Sabrina's swing was awesome.
I know.
I'm like, wow.
I know. And the
is that the first time she's ever swung a golf
club? No, it's not. She took some lessons last summer, but hasn't swung since the summer, really. We'll go out in the yard sometimes. She'll hit a couple. But, yeah, and one of the Sayville golf coaches was there, Sean, and came over. He goes, you know, I could put you on the team right now. And you'd be better than some of the 10-year-olds.
Well, I don't say that, but I mean, let's go. Let's get her going. Let's, you know, I don't know how she likes that soccer or not, or whether how the dragonflies, what are they? The bumblebees, what are they?
Oh, they're the dolphins.
The dolphins.
The dolphins, yes.
You lost to the daisies, or did you beat the daisies?
No, the daisies are the best team.
Oh, they're the best team.
All right, but we've won two in a row.
Well, good. Let her continue to do that, but get that golf club in her hand and let's go.
Yeah, no, it was great. And then the reaction.
Every day, at least 2 hours a day with buckets of balls and putts. And then by the time she's 16, you know, schools like Wake Forest or North Carolina, schools down south are going to want her.
Yeah. I mean, she was swinging so much yesterday, she got a little blister on her hand. I'm like, we got to get you a glove now.
You got to get a glove.
Got to get a glove.
You better tape it up and let's go. Don't let her, you know.
No. She's in. She's all in.
And that's smart by you, by the way.
Yeah, well, of course.
Very smart by you.
Something we could do.
Take the girl
forever.
Take her to the driving range.
It's a forever
Gina
game.
Get angry at it. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, you know? And then her reaction when she hit the ball, started laughing, was the cutest thing ever. So anyway, different stages of life and I with our daughters, but very good stages.
Yeah, but
course.
You're doing right. You're doing right now.
Yeah. All right, Knicks Celtics.
Here we go.
Game two. We cannot wait. Indiana Pacers were able to do it. Yes, some circumstances with the Cavaliers and injuries and having to come back and everything that happened. But, man, they are sitting pretty. Want to see the Knicks potentially do the same thing. Now, they did their job. They got one in Boston. They got two. It would be amazing. And the game's going to go differently. There is no way we're going to see a repeat of what we saw in Game 1 and Game 2, where you get
the Boston Celtics missing as many threes as they did. Karl Anthony Towns racking up fouls early in the game. So many missed free throws by the Knicks. Having to come back, being down by 20, coming back, going into overtime. That was a wild game. This game's going to go completely differently. And hopefully we see a complete game from the Knicks. And then the Garden, either way, the Garden game three on Saturday night is going to be wild. Barry's in Hudson Valley, wants to talk some Knicks with us. What's going on, Barry?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday to Matt. He's actually one of my favorite players from the Islanders. I still got his jersey from, like, almost 10 years ago.
All right, Barry. Well, thank you for that. So what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I need to publicly apologize for everything I've said about Mikal Bridges. he's been awesome. This playoff series, even with the Pistons, and now, I mean, he's killer. And I feel like I had to come on here and say that. And I feel like, last thing I'll leave you guys with, Karl Anthony Towns needs to step it up for this series and not foul out. It's not good. Definitely hurting us. We need him to step it up, be the big cat, you know?
Yeah, of course. And I, you know, yesterday Boomer and I were talking about this, and I think that, you know, I, just to be clear about it, obviously I wasn't upset at all that they won the game. They won the game. It was awesome. I'm just projecting forward. If they're going to beat the Celtics, he's got to be way more involved than he was in game one. He can't be sitting on the bench. He can't have Mitchell Robinson out there with Hack and Mitch. You know, he's going to have to win one of these games where it's a Karl Anthony Towns game and it's not just Jalen Brunson all the time. Mikal Bridges had his game, you know, and it wasn't even scoring a ton of points. But in that overtime, he hits the three, the great defense, everything that he did in the game. So that's just what you want from your $50 million a year player that you brought in to beat the Celtics.
Good news is that they won without him having to score 30 points.
Yeah.
Because OG Anunoby stepped up as well. I mean, that it's a team, right? So they all have to play together. They're not all going to have their best game, as the Celtics proved in game one. They all had their worst game. And now it's basically on to, like, this is like the free money spot. Like, go out there with the freedom of knowing that you've already won it in their building. You now have home court advantage, which really doesn't mean anything for the Knicks, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah.
And go out there and try to shock the world a second time.
You know, what's interesting is you're not usually a house money spot guy. You sometimes I've said house money and you shut me down. No such thing as house money. You got to make sure that you win all these games and all that. But you feel like today or tonight with game two, it's kind of a house money spot.
I think Karl Anthony Towns could be the difference maker tonight. I mean, like, he has an opportunity to do that. I still think that there needs to be more open shots for him.
Yeah.
Like, every shot has been a struggle.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely how they're playing him, and it's what Tibbs talked about early on in the Pistons series, and then he came out in game three and was amazing, and they're able to get him the ball in different ways. They're going to have to do that again. They got to see what the Celtics did to suffocate him, to get him in foul trouble, counteract it, and this is where having a really good head coach comes into play. Dave is in Clark, New Jersey. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, how you guys doing? My question specifically for Boomer, which injury do you think is more detrimental to the individual team? Do you think it's Curry with the Warriors or Sam Hauser with the Celtics?
You're going to hang up and listen to my answer?
If you want me to.
Yeah, please, hang up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a close one, I have to say. You know, it's definitely a close one.
However you guys want to perceive it, you can perceive it any way you want. I look at it from the athlete's perspective, you know me.
Does Porzingis finish the game tonight?
Good question. Let's hope not.
I mean, I
don't want him to be sick for some reason. I don't know what his issue is. I don't know what's bothering him. You know, you'd like to be able to play a team when they're healthy and feel like when you come away from the win that you did it against their best effort and their best team. But as the Pacers have proven, both last year against the Knicks, mm-hmm. and now what they're proving against the Cavaliers, I don't give a crap what situation they're in. We just want to win.
That is right. I mean, we experienced it last year with the entire team getting injured at the worst time, you know, and then OG Anunoby limping back on to the court and trying his best to play, but just being a non-factor. So, yeah, it's a war of attrition, as you said earlier this morning. John's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Boomer, yeah. I think you're getting soft in your old age, man. You're being too soft on Karl Anthony Towns. That man needs to step it up. The amount of money he's being paid, and not only that, the talent level that he has. He is such a good basketball player. I was talking to my buddy today. He's the best West basketball player because he can't figure out. Like, he is the most talented guy in the paint. He should be in the paint. He should be dominating in the paint. And did you see the play? I think it was Josh Hart or Anunoby who had to push him to go contest a three-pointer. So, again, Clark, for all his, you know, his money and all his talent, needs to step it up, and he needs to dominate in a big way. There's no more excuses, Boom.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not making any excuses for anybody. I'm just saying that the team won the game. All right, didn't have his best game. I know that, but the team still won. Now, I will also say this. All of us Knicks fans watch the Knicks play. Who has the ball in his hands 95% of the time?
Well, yeah, especially crunch time and getting clutch time. It's Jalen Brunson, yes.
All right, so now he is surrounded with Anunoby, with Bridges, and with Towns. He's got three options to give it to three other offensive players.
Yeah.
So Karl Anthony Towns is not the number one option on the team. And on top of that, you know, Jalen Brunson is his own option.
Yeah. So,
all right, so let's just everybody realize that Jalen holds on to the ball. He's the one that decides who's going to get the ball. They run plays to get people open. And maybe up in Minnesota, Karl Anthony Towns, before Anthony Edwards and everybody got there, he was the number one guy, so they always gave him the ball. He doesn't nearly get the ball as much because of the other talent on the basketball court, which is great, which is what we wanted for Jalen Brunson last year.
Yeah, and they won the game. That definitely masks some of the issues. But there was, I was just looking back to what we were texting each other, and you know, and I mentioned yesterday when he went on the bench for that third foul, and then Robinson came in, that sort of got the Celtics going. And
yeah,
then
because they were hacking to Mitch when they got into the
bonus. Right. And then I wrote this to you: the last few possessions for Towns are a disgrace. Shot clock violation. You remember this stretch? Shot clock. I said,
okay,
yeah,
go ahead,
I got it. Screwed me up. Damn yes. It! Save that one. Shot clock violation. Two regular turnovers and then an offensive foul. I mean, he was
off. It was just like Anthony Edwards was off last night.
Yeah, I know.
It happens just like Jalen Brown was off. He wasn't the only player that was off in the game.
Yeah, but
I mean, damn, the Celtics missed 45 threes. It's an NBA playoff record.
I understand, but Jalen Brown was a part of a championship team. He's proven that before. Anthony Edwards, one of the best, exciting players in the league. Carl Anthony Towns.
Well, time out. Jalen Brown, drafted by the Celtics, developed by the Celtics. Anthony Edwards, drafted by the Timberwolves, developed by the Timberwolves. This is the first year for Carl Anthony Towns to be here. This is the first year for Mikal Bridges to be here. You know, how many people were calling up and screaming and yelling about Mikal Bridges all
yeah,
year long?
Well, he stunk for a long time.
But you know what? It takes a...
Doesn't always take a long time. Does
oh
it?
God.
With everybody? Does it always take a long time?
They won the game.
Didn't take a long time for Kevin Durant.
Without him having to put up 30 points.
Yeah. I mean, but this
you know what? This is Jalen Brunson's teams, guys. He makes the decisions late in these games. And you know what? Karl Anthony Towns is, you could sit here and say, okay, great offensive player. He had a key putback and a key point in the game. He had 13 rebounds when he was on the court. The big problem for him is he only played 31 minutes because of the foul situation.
I got to agree. I mean,
31 minutes in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely flip-flopping on a lot of these things. Your core principles you're flip-flopping on. One is there's no such thing as house money. The other thing is when you make $50 million a year, you're the highest paid player on the team. This is the playoffs. This is New York. You're going to hear it.
He's got other guys on this team making a lot of money. Mikal Bridges making a lot of money. Brunson making a lot of money. OG Anunoby got a huge contract from the Knicks. They're all making a lot of money.
Flip-flopping on your core principles.
I'm not flip-flopping on anything.
Your core principles.
I'm just trying to keep it real, like I always do around here.
Core principles.
Somebody's got to keep it real. Like, freaking NARPs are all over the place.
Let's go to Sam, who's in Clifton. What's going on, Sam?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I think part of the reason why the Pacers won was because of those two offensive rebounds they got off of missed free throws. If they're going to continue to hack a Mitchell Robinson, someone's going to tell him to go after those rebounds. He needs to crash the boards.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Mitchell Robinson, I would have shot free throws from the time that game ended to the time this one starts.
It's been going on since.
And I don't think it's going to make much of a difference. But yeah, I mean,
some guys are like hack a Shaq. Remember that whole thing?
Well, yeah, that's where the whole thing comes
from. I mean, it happens. These guys don't shoot free throws well. He's a terrible shooter. The other thing, too, about him, is like, you don't want to be throwing him a cross court pass because for some reason he can't catch.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know, like, you got to know who he is.
Well, also, there was, it was OG, I believe it was OG Anunoby, who drove to the basket, and Mitchell Robinson was wide open, and he passes him the ball, and of course, they just attack Mitchell Robinson when he gets the ball under the basket,
yeah.
And then he goes to the
it's
line.
Like, it's like fire ants to sugar, man.
Yeah, and Reggie Miller's like, listen, if you're OG, I understand that the non-selfish play is to give the ball to Mitchell Robinson, but you know they're going to foul. You know he's going to go to the line. You know he's going to miss the free throws.
You know, where you want to throw the ball to him? Up by the rim.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great thing. Anything else, like, you try to do a give and go with him?
Yeah, good
luck. I mean, it's just too awkward.
Yeah.
He's not, like, his strength is his upper body, the arm length, the defense. That's his strength. And you got to play to that strength. Offensively, it's, you know, you throw him an alley-oop every now and again, or he gets a putback. That's it. You got to realize who you're playing with.
He's got those tiny hooves for feet, too. Problem.
Yeah, it's like when I play hockey. You know, I sit there and I go, you know, guys, I can play with this kid, Mike, right? And he's a great player. And he's throwing me passes that I know that my son-in-law and his buddies can't even handle.
Mm.
And he's throwing me passes like that. Like, what are you doing?
Well, I was expecting,
like, understand who you're throwing the effing puck to. Will you get your head out of your ass?
I mean, he's expecting you to be able to handle it, you know? That's what he's expecting.
I mean, yeah, all right, so
giving you the respect.
He's like 40 years younger than me.
You want him to pussyfoot those passes to you?
No, but what I want him to do is hit me in the shin pads when I'm in front of the net like they do with Matt.
Okay. Brock's in Huntington. What's going on, Brock?
What's up, guys? How are you doing this morning?
Good, Brock. What's up?
I just had a cool thing here. I wanted to chime in with the Knicks here, guys. So basically, we saw that game start out. You know, it started out, it was a close game. What I noticed was Tatum was hitting some shots. The rest of the Celtics were all ice cold. Nobody was hitting anything. At the end of the first half, they kind of poured it on. It looked like the series was over in 20 minutes. You know, I was like, oh, man, this is looking ugly. I kind of figured if the Celtics hit their shots and the Knicks are playing their best and they're keeping it close, you know, and then the Celtics start making shots, it's kind of over. Now, what happened is, as the game transpired, and they pulled out the win. One thing I noticed was, you know, there's a lot of narrative going on where, okay, the Celtics missed 45 threes. They're just going to hit their shots. The Knicks are going to be in trouble. I see the Knicks, though, when you look at the end of the game, they missed like 15 or 16 free throws. Like you guys are talking about, Karl-Anthony Towns could play much better. So they won that game. But, you know, at the end, if the Knicks played their best game and the Celtics kind of bombed out, I'd be more nervous. I think the Knicks have a lot of room to play better. They have a lot of room to improve. And, I mean, this series, without Porzingis, like you said, I mean, he's a real difference maker. They have every shot to, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll see whether he's going to be back tonight.
He's probable,
the other thing, just Campaign missed two free throws. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not, you know, so that's a bench player that missed two easy free throws. He should be making those. He's a freaking shooting guard, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Make those. Like, so he and Mitch combined were 3 for 13? I mean, that's where the disparity is in the free throw shooting. But, I mean, there's no way the Celtics are going to be missing all those shots. And by the way, listening to like the Celtics talk about their poor shooting night, they were talking about how they missed wide open threes. So what that tells me is that where's the Knicks defensive rotation from their perspective? Like they still think that the Knicks defensive rotation is still a mess.
Yeah, remember yesterday we got a phone call from Tracy in Atlantic Highlands, and she said, I don't mind you guys.
Yes.
And she said, I get in the car and you're on. I'm like, these guys again? Well, I have to say that I don't mind you.
Why are you bringing her up?
Because she's back on the line.
Oh, my God. She's just going to be all over us now?
Yeah, Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. What's going on, Tracy?
I'm God, I'm laughing. So I just wanted to let you know, I don't know who, like, Porzingis or any of these people are, but, like, I just wanted to tell you that I started following you guys on Instagram.
Oh, all right. Oh, nice. Awesome. So you're all in now, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm getting all in. I'm all in. Well, have a good day.
All right, that's great. Well, you just keep calling in and just letting us know what's going on. That's fine.
Tracy. Tracy's husband's got to be thrilled by this.
Though, I would think so.
I mean, she's learning about the Knicks. She's like, I don't know who Porzingis is. I'm like, it's okay. Our producer doesn't either.
I hear you, Tracy.
Well, she's following the fan account. I don't think she's following you individually, though. So, Tracy, you got to get on that.
Oh, that's what she's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can. Boomer doesn't have, like, a Boomer Instagram account you can follow. But you can follow me at GOWFAN. And you could also follow Al at
Al's Boring Life.
Al's Boring Life. And you could follow Jerry at, was it Jerry WFAN? Jerry W, he doesn't like looking at any of the social media, though, so good luck. Yeah, Jerry WFAN. So there you go, Tracy. Give you something to do today. Scroll through and stalk us on our social media.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I think I just heard our boy Anthony Gallo on one of those commercials voicing a spot, like a Roto-Rooter spot.
Wow.
Yeah. Stepping up his game, that Anthony Gallo.
You guys
Gallo.
Should be proud.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was just, he was a guy that got demoted from the digital space here when Tom Izzo decided to come in and do mornings. And it was Gallo was our guy and he wasn't getting the job done. So they demoted him to later in the day. And he's done a nice job with an on-air presence. He is now hosting some shows and doing some podcasts. Now they got him voicing commercials. So that demotion ended up working out
for him. See, that's the thing. I love that. When you demote somebody and basically what happens, they use it as a learning experience.
Indeed.
And then they take that learning experience and then they make it into the fuel that is the fire that gets them back on track.
It's not what happens to you. It's how you deal with it, you know?
Exactly.
And Gallo's really been just aces since that demotion.
No, you can take a page out of that, Shador Sanders.
Indeed. I'm going to wear number 12, by the way, Shador in Cleveland. That somehow was news yesterday.
These numbers for these kids seem like to be news everywhere these days. So.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of that.
Yes.
There was some more light shed on the whole 11 thing in the Sims household.
Yes, I did see this article yesterday because Chris Sims on his Pro Football Talk with Mike Florio.
Yeah.
Basically said that, you know, his mom and his sister are like pit bulls.
Well, they also,
good for them.
They also said they were crying. He said they were crying.
Oh, somebody's got some stones in that family.
You saying Phil does not?
Well, not in this case, he doesn't.
Yeah. True. You're right. Hard to argue that.
Diana and Deirdre stepped up to the plate and said, hey, sit down, son. Let me tell you what's happening here.
Wild blueberries.
Yeah. All right. Good for them.
Yeah, no, they're right about it. Absolutely.
I mean, Chris was okay with it. I'm like, what the hell planet are you on?
I don't know, man. I feel like those guys just are saying that stuff to stay on the good side of
what?
Abdul Carter and NFL players.
Look, they want him to do well. They're giant fans through and through.
I don't know.
They want him to play well, but again,
doesn't make any sense to me.
They opened a can of worms last year with this whole Malik Nabers thing. So That's the embarrassment of the Giants doing that. I mean, the Yankees would never do that. Mm. Could you imagine the Yankees getting like a first round pick, the first overall pick in the draft that ever happened, and he wanted number 8 or number 7 or number 2?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Not going to happen. Nope. Doesn't matter.
It's not even a discussion.
No, never. Never has been. Except when Susan said Clint Frazier asked for 7, but
which was not true.
Not true. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there, man?
We are brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. Since you've mentioned Shedeur Sanders in the number 12 and the Abdul Carter thing, the Cowboys look like are acquiring wide receiver George Pickens from the Steelers for a 3rd-round pick, and I guess they'll have some pick swaps, too, in there. Not done yet, but it looks like that will be finalized sometime today. Later tonight, we will have Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinals up in Boston. The Knicks, of course, taking Game 1 from the Celtics. OG Anunoby had one of his better games. I think we would all agree. Here was Josh Hart talking about the team, just having so much faith in him.
You know, sometimes his number's not called, but when his number is called, you know, he rises to the occasion. And we're comfortable with giving him the ball and, you know, obviously catch and shoot, but also, you know, some isolation situation where he has a matchup, you know, whether that's in the post, mid-post, or just at 3, so.
Looks like we have a special caller on the line here, Boomer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look at this. It's Matty Martin. Matty, what's happening, brother?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, wait a minute. Are you you're on your way to go play golf somewhere?
We are, and there's 4 quarter zips on the bus right now.
All right, there's 4 quarter zips, okay. And a lot of Negronis, or what are you guys drinking right now?
No Negroni. We're having a little Irish coffee to wake up this morning.
Okay. Right. Is Josh Bailey a Cookie Puss guy or a Fudgy the Whale guy?
He doesn't know it yet, but he's definitely a Cookie Puss guy. Never had one.
Doesn't know it yet. But he's
exactly. By the way, you know, we spent the whole day together yesterday, and you didn't even tell me you were doing this today.
You can take that up with your daughter. She didn't give you the invite.
Okay.
She set it up.
She set the whole thing up?
She set the whole thing up. Everything that we're doing today is courtesy of Sydney.
So, all right, okay. All right. So I knew about this. I did get involved, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
A little credit, come you know, the old
now
father-in-law's way. Yes,
we're gonna pat ourselves on the back here, Boom.
Yes, we are. Yes. I'm pulling an Al Dukes right now.
Hey, we were talking about guys qualifying or trying to qualify for the U.S. Open, and who was it? Was it Trouba who was trying to qualify or somebody?
No, JT Miller.
Oh, JT Miller, that's right. So then Boomer brought up Cal trying to qualify. I don't know if he's, I'm assuming he's on that sprinter van right now. Is that something he would ever consider?
Yeah, I mean, I would consider it. I don't think I'm there yet, but maybe sometime down the road.
Down the road from what?
You'd have to put the Negronis away, though, for a little while.
Exactly. Well, we would love to see that, man.
Yeah,
that
I mean, awesome. Listen, Gio wants to carry your bag.
I'll just do anything. That would be awesome. That would be so cool.
Gio, you might pull your hammy if you carry his bag.
Both of them.
you couldn't run down the first baseline.
That is true.
Your hammy.
Yeah, walking 18
favorite,
holes.
My favorite things to do in the summer are play those charity games, and you basically single-handedly got them camping.
Sure, man.
See, everybody knows too, by the way.
Oh, I am proud of that. It's one of my prouder moments. I saved our staff a lot of stress.
So who's the 4th on the trip?
It's Zeker, Casey.
Oh,
you guess right.
Okay.
Right. He can't play golf. Is he any good?
Casey, any good?
I'm all right.
Yeah, see, he's not.
I think he'd beat you, Gio, but...
That's not saying much. You know, I mean, Casey sounds like a cookie puss guy in the back there, too.
Definitely a cookie puss guy.
All right, guys.
At least he's not a janitor.
Well, very good. Have fun, guys. Happy birthday, Matt. Enjoy today, and I know it's going to be a good one.
Appreciate it, fellas. We'll talk to you.
All right, see you guys.
These guys in the sprinter van out east to play golf.
Jealous.
You want to talk about like top of the world stuff right
that,
there?
That is the life right there.
Of course,
there,
I'm jealous. Are you kidding me?
How would Cal do? All kidding aside, like trying to qualify.
Well, you know, he's an amazing golfer. He really is. I mean, all seriousness.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he would have to work on a few parts of his game to legitimately, you know, make it. Because there's no way like in you're doing it not to make it, just to do it. You really want to make it. So I think, You just have to take a little part of his game a little bit more serious. I'm telling you, I think he's good enough to do it.
That would be something.
Yeah, I mean,
I know Romo's tried a few times and not gotten there.
And JT Miller tried, and then also, there was another guy who is, Aaron Hicks.
Aaron Hicks tried too as well.
Right. So
I mean, the guys from NBC should invite Cal out to that Lake Tahoe thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you imagine how far he could hit the ball at altitude?
I mean, he'd be hitting the green on par fives.
He would be. I mean, he's that good. He's good, but he knows his game better than we do, and he knows where he needs to work on it.
Yeah, I just would like to see him give it a shot. You know, he's got old, he's got the time now, officially retired.
He's got kids and everything.
Yeah, but he's still got the time.
Okay.
He's playing a lot, isn't he? I mean, I'm not making this up.
Yeah, but, he'll play when the kids are in school. Like, that's usually what he does, and today's a special day.
Of course.
Because, he got out of the house with Matt, and Sidney set this whole thing up. So, believe me, she had to run it through, the ringer to make sure everybody was in.
Of course.
Pretty cool.
I mean, Matt had a good line there. He goes, Josh Bailey doesn't know it yet, but he's a cookie puzzle. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yes, very good.
All right, so we did the Cowboys deal related to football, but not really, only because it was Tom Brady. He was on the Jake Paul podcast. This was the story I mentioned last hour where they were talking about this very cool concept to promote awareness for male fertility or infertility.
Did you see that new sport of sperm racing by any chance?
That somehow came up. I don't know.
What, bro?
I can explain it.
Really?
Male fertility. It's a promotion on being healthy, reproducing.
But you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
This new sport.
Yeah. It was created by a 17-year-old.
And that's true. It was created by a 17-year-old. So you Google this and an ABC Los Angeles news report about it. Imagine being the woman anchor who's got to lead into this story.
So it might not become an Olympic sport, but it's sure creating quite the fan base. And that fan base raised over $1 million for the world's first ever live sperm race today.
Now, this is a serious thing. And they showed the race under a microscope, which was pretty interesting. And so the reporter...
Did the sperm have names?
They might have, but there was no announcer. They showed it on the big screen, though. And there was a $10,000 prize for the winning fish, basically. So now you got this.
Chaz Jism, the name of the sperm?
I don't know. I do not know. But here the reporter describes the actual race under the microscope.
And then they're off. The sperm, literally captured on this screen, swimming to the finish line. The winner celebrates while the loser gets slime.
Yeah, so they had to go into this area, and like Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
they would get dumped on while the winner got the 10 grand, and then the result.
This was the matchup of the night. Male students from USC and UCLA. In the end, the Trojan won. The Bruin got creamed.
And so was a real ABC news report.
Good. I'm all about the IVF. That's great.
Yes.
Yes, 100%.
And you know what was amazing was watching this? The 17-year-old that created it, I mean, talking so, I guess eloquently is the right word, in terms of the necessity for it for people out there that struggle. And it was, this is a real thing. And they're trying to find people to invest in it to make more money to donate more. Very cool, actually.
Yeah, well, listen, that's exactly what we raise money for. I mean, that's why we have 10 families who have 10 children.
Yes.
Through our grants that we give. You four NARPs, whose sperm would win?
My sperm would pull its hamstring.
Al?
I don't know how good my sperm are. I'm not sure. I mean...
Never tested it, right?
Never tested it.
The only one who's proven is Jerry.
Yeah. I mean, well, Gio, too.
Kids, we get it. I understand that. But I'm just talking about, I'm not talking about the vitality of your sperm, because I know that's not happening with you guys. But I'm just talking about the speed of your sperm.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I feel pretty comfortable I'd outrace Eddie and Gio at this point. I don't know about thin legs over there, though.
And he's eating all the right food and everything.
He is, yes. Yeah. Probably Al.
You think my sperm is slim and would be a good runner?
Well, you do have a whimsy dog.
I do, yeah.
Right.
But he didn't make her.
You don't know that, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm talking about, well, he has a racing dog, so maybe there's something to that.
I think more to it is the fact of how well he eats, how much he does walk. He's in the best shape of all of us, so I would think he would win.
Oh, man.
If it wasn't powder.
Val ended up with a kid by accident somehow.
That God, would that be the greatest day ever?
Yeah, you weren't wrong about my sperm, Jerry.
Man.
Suddenly Wimsey's not so bad.
Anyhow, real quick, just aside from the Knicks tonight, you had the Pacers beat the Cavaliers in stunning fashion, 121-19, to take a 2-0 series lead, winning both games in Cleveland. The Warriors beat the T-Wolves 99-88, but Steph Curry did leave with a hamstring injury. You had Buddy Hield go for 24 points. The Yankees won. They had a monster seventh inning where they scored 10 runs. Austin Wells, an RBI single, and a grand slam in the inning. What will he remember most of that frame and the grand slam?
Just how long that inning was and how everyone in front of me just was working great at bats. That was a lot of fun to watch and a lot of fun to be a part of.
A lot of guys contributed. Ben Rice, a two-run double. Cody Bellinger and Anthony Volpe drove in runs. And in the fourth inning, Aaron Judge homered his 12th of the season. Series finale tonight, Max Fried, perfect on the year at 6-0, takes on Dylan Cease. It's on the Fan at 6:25. The Mets have a day game today to wrap up their series with the Diamondbacks. 3:40 first pitch on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio. You've got Kodai Senga on the mound. Last night, the Mets lost to the Diamondbacks 5-1 as Zach Gallen got them again. Seven innings, two-hit ball for the victory. NHL playoffs, Hurricanes beat the Capitals in overtime 2-1. Oilers double the Golden Knights 4-2.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Looks like a beautiful day out there. At shortly after the show, I'm climbing in a car with WFAN legend Bob Gelb, and we are driving down to Philadelphia Cricket Club outside of Philadelphia.
You going to get some Sbarro pizza along the way?
No, definitely not doing that. No. But we're going to head down to the site of the Truist Championship, and today's going to be the second Creator Classic that they've had in 2025, presented by YouTube, and our friends over at Scratch put this on. So I'm going to check it out. I'm going to walk the course. I'm going to take a look. You know, I got golf shoes on. I got my clothes with me just in case someone drops out. they need a replacement, you know?
You're not going to be the replacement, please. Don't do that.
I mean, hell, there's this one guy. Remember the guy Josh Richards who used to do stuff with Craig and Evan when they first started together?
Yes.
Like, he's one of the guys. I think he's worse than I am because I saw him play once. So, I mean, you never know.
I'm actually going to be playing a round of golf today for the City Parks Foundation.
Oh, okay.
Over at Bowie's Ferry Point.
Oh.
Your favorite place.
Well, yes. It is it is beautiful to look at. But
yes.
Man, and the fescue is not going to be as high as when I played it last time, but it was right up to my nipples.
Yeah, I don't know why they want it to be. I don't know why they make it so difficult.
Well, I asked the superintendent when I was there. So what is this all about?
Maybe they're selling balls to be able to fund it or something. Or I don't know. But
he's like, well, this is what makes this place challenging. He's like, it's not particularly far. We don't have a ton of bunkers. It's like, this is the thing that makes this place challenging.
Yeah, well, they should add bunkers and cut down some of the fescue. So you're right. I mean, because the fescue can be up to your shoulder in some areas.
Yeah, there's actually a video, speaking of YouTube golf, there's a video of me on YouTube with the Golficity guys looking for a ball where, like, you can't even see me.
Oh, was that where you did it at Ferry Point?
Yes, with those guys, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you spray the ball there, you're in trouble.
But so. It's a beautiful place. Listen, I
think the place is amazing. I mean, like, you know, Trump built it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And some of the views and the bridge and the water and everything. I mean, it's pretty cool. So yeah. All right. I mean, you'll be playing. I'll be watching people play.
Yes.
I know Bob Gelb's really excited to meet Paige Spiranak today.
Keeps that nice woman has some nice breasts.
Keeps, yes. Texting me about it. I'm like, Bob, I mean, you know enough already. I don't know why he's
Al, when she posts content, you don't even pay attention to the content.
You don't get swing tips.
Oh, she does tips as well.
Yeah. You're not paying attention to the
content. I have not seen those. I've seen still photos.
Oh.
Mostly.
Yeah, it does a calendar, I think, right around the same time Jerry does his calendar. Although I think
nobody beats Jerry's calendar.
Yeah, I don't even think she sold as many as Jerry did with his quote calendar this year. Not even the Spage period at golf.
Nice balance.
All right. Okay. Everybody, calm down. Yeah, can you send me that, Eddie, so I can just have that one drop there? Just
nice balance.
Got a message from...
You should make that your ringtone, and I'll give you a call.
Very large breasts.
All right. Anyway, no, I'm excited to go and to check this out and say it's a PGA Tour venue. Have you ever been down there to the Cricket Club?
I have not, no.
It's beautiful. I haven't been there, but it looks awesome.
Yeah, I have not been there. No.
It looks awesome, so excited to be a part of that. All right, let's talk some more Knicks with Kimberly in Queens, who joins us on The Fan. What's going on, Kimberly?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great, Kimberly. What's happening today?
Great. Well, I just wanted to talk to you, Boomer, about the point that you made about Brunson, which I think is a really great point. I'm a personal trainer in New York City, and I know a lot about what's going on with, you know, these kids learning to gel together. They have to learn each other's movement patterns. They have to start to trust each other. And I think what you're seeing with organizations across the board is they're not exercising patience anymore. And of course, you know, certain people's butts are on the hot seat, but if you don't have patience, you're never going to build continuity in your organization, and you're never going to have long-term success.
Well, I will say this, Kimberly, that the Knicks are not kids. They're men. And they get paid a lot of money to play basketball. And one of the things that I think we saw the other night, you remember when Josh Hart went up for a shot and instead wanted to pass it to Karl Anthony Towns, and Karl Anthony Towns was turning around trying to get position for an offensive rebound?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of those things about learning each other and kind of figuring each other out. And I do understand what Kimberly is saying. But, you know, this is not a bunch of high school kids.
Yeah, and it's also the playoffs. This isn't the first month or the second month of the season. They've been playing with each other the entire year. But they have been saying
it themselves.
True.
Yeah. Well, we have to get used to each other. To me, it's more on the defensive end. And again, I'm going to go back to what the Celtics said after game one. They had a lot of open shots that they missed. So they're telling you that the Knicks defense wasn't like the reason why they were missing shots. They just missed open shots, you know, and Jaylen Brown was one of the worst. He was 1 of 10 from 3-point range, I think.
Now, I remember 7.5 years ago when I started with you, you said to me, like, I got to get used to your movement patterns. Like, you're so stagnant. I've never been around somebody who moves as little as you do. I got to get used to these movement patterns. For God's sakes, you sat here 4 hours in the studio. You didn't even get up to pee or nothing. I was like, yeah, I know. Got to get used to it, man.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
He said, I got to get used to your movement patterns. Oh, yeah, it's interesting.
Well, I mean, but it is true. I mean, we had to get used to working with each other.
No, I know. I'm just obviously making fun of the movement pattern thing that you said, the movement patterns.
Yeah, I know what you're making fun of.
I mean,
I don't know why you're making fun of Kimberly.
Got to get used to the movement patterns, for God's sakes. Carl Anthony Towns makes $50
million
a year.
She's a trainer. She understands what she, you know, it's the same thing on the ice, on the field, the football field with the quarterback playoffs. And a wide receiver.
Second round of the playoffs.
You remember I told you that story about Johnny Mitchell.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to turn right because he thought he was going to be open by turning right. But by turning right, he was covering up somebody else behind him. Like, he didn't understand the concept.
Of right and left?
Not of right and left, just the concept of the play. So I would just have to drill it in him that, you know, you can't just go out there. Like, now they do it. Like, he and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce do that. Mm. It's crazy. Watching them play football, the two of those guys together. Yeah. And just having this sixth sense that to know where they're going and not, I guess, impact somebody else's route within the concept.